Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few twins. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living like that, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes. What's going on, Black? How you doing?
I'm good. Chilling.
I'm going to remind me to owe you a gill later. Thank you. Just remind me to do that. I'm so serious right now.
Yo, did this nigga just say gill?
Yeah, because I wanted to say a smack, but that's really rude. So, remind me to owe you a gill.
Yo, you can't even reach the back of my neck, son.
I really can reach the back of your neck, though. How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm good.
That's good. We definitely have an interesting lineup. Shout out to at 7 Stays Fly Ivy. Was it his birthday yesterday?
Yeah.
I know we got one of his songs to play tonight, and shout out to you. I hope you enjoyed your birthday. Also, I'd like to first and foremost shout out the show by shouting out to All Vibes. I want to shout out to All Vibes Familia, the All Vibes Promoters, some of the people that follow and fuck with the All Vibes movement, even if you don't know who we are and what we do. It's definitely appreciated. I always have a crazy, crazy, crazy Twitter feed a day, daily. And I do have a lot of shout-outs that I do want to give. So I'm going to start by shout-out to @DaVinciWa. You know I'm really bad with Twitter names. So if I said that wrong, feel free to correct me via Twitter all. Or if you are in the chat room or tuning in, you can definitely press 1 and let me know if I said that wrong. But shout out to you. Shout out to @ThoughtsOfSands. Shout out to Angel Love Sweets, aka Boss Barbs. Shout out to you, Black, and Eb. Shout out to Body Morrison. I've actually seen him on the Instagram. Shout out to Tyreek Noble. Shout out to my girl, @brandnew_Minaj. And @strategy. So for all those people that I shouted out, y'all were definitely the first couple of followers I've seen on my timeline just now. So shout out to y'all. And Black, do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
I want to give you a shout out for talking about you going to give me a gill, yo.
I really am, though.
You know, shout out to everyone who definitely hit up Pregame Radio, should it be, you know, 3-year anniversary for Pregame Radio yesterday. So shout out to everyone who show love. You know, shout out to everyone who rocked with Pregame Radio for 3 years.
Word. Shout out to Pregame Radio, 3 years in the game. That's what it is. And shout out to you for sending that tweet 40 seconds ago, saying that, letting the whole Twitter world know that I owe you a gill. I really do, and you should know why I'm saying that. But, I usually take it to Twitter every now and then, but there was nothing that was really trending on my time today. Everybody pretty much was just talking, doing their own thing.
No, that's bullshit. Everybody was talking that bullshit Throwback Thursday.
I didn't see it. Yeah, but Throwback Thursday is every Thursday, so that doesn't count. So I stopped talking about Throwback Thursday. Like,
I'm saying, I remember what happened to Thong Thursday. You know, that was always a good one.
Thong Thursday, I mean, lasted for a little while. Just like Twitter After Dark. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Remember Twitter After Dark?
Yeah.
How did you feel about Twitter After Dark? Did you used to participate in that?
It depended on the topic and my mood. It was, you know, it always depended. Sometimes I would just look to see what people were talking about, but other than that, nah.
But on Thursday, I don't know. What was it? Oh, I can't know. What was it? Titty Tuesdays or what is it? Isn't that what that is?
Titty Tuesday.
I don't know. I guess everybody got tired of putting up pictures with their thongs. I don't know. I don't know. But, Throwback Thursday. Did you post any pictures of throwbacks of you today?
Nope.
Why not?
I really don't participate in that. Like, I might, you know, one day it'll be random as hell. Because if I come across a throwback picture, I don't care if it's Thursday, Tuesday, I'll post it. So it's just pretty much whenever I feel like posting an old picture.
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, you know, people save them for Thursdays. And then they post, and, you know, to show, like, how they looked when they were younger, when they were a baby, probably 2 weeks ago. I don't know. So, what do you have this upcoming weekend? Because I know, I don't know, do you have anything planned? It's getting, you know, the weather is starting to fluctuate, and I'm hearing a lot more events.
let's see. I got the function in May at SOBs with GX Media, so I'll definitely be in the building for that at SOBs. This weekend's it's gonna be a quiet weekend, you know, just pregame radio. And I'm still trying to work on, like, you know, big anniversary show, you know, I'm still doing all of that. 420, I'm at the Space Palace. And, you know, if stuff comes along, I'll definitely be letting people know. You know, but it'd be dope if I could say I'll be at Fest and such, and Nikki Barnes is in the building.
I know. You know what's so funny? You need to tell people about the Father's Day dance, because I'm looking forward to attending this event. I really am.
All right, check it out. I'm going to be at the Father's Day / scholarship dance going on at Eastwood Manor June 16th. Tickets is $75. But, you know, it covers open bar, all you can eat. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be dancing, fun, and proceeds are going towards, you know, scholarship funds. So why not come and drink as much as you can, eat as much as you can, dance, mingle. And the money is going for a good cause. Like I said, I'm in the building. So if you need tickets, hit me up. I got you. We also have a raffle. So if you come and you buy raffle tickets, you got a chance to win some money also. First prize is like $800, $500. So, you know, holler at me for those too.
Definitely. Let me ask you a question. If someone came up to you and they asked you, right, just say you was, like, perfect example, Manhattan, right? If someone just randomly came up to you and they asked you, hey, do you know where such and such place is, right? A, would your first reaction be like, dang, what the fuck? Does this nigga want or bitch want? B, would you sit there and actually take out your time to actually show the person where they're going and where the place is? Or C, would you ignore and keep walking?
It all depends, you know, because I'm a pretty approachable type person. So if someone comes up and asks me for a direction somewhere, if I know where it is, I'll tell them. If not, nah. And if I feel like being a dick, I'll direct them in another direction. I'm not going to lie, I've done it.
Definitely. I think we've all done it. I don't know, I do it a lot. Because half the time, I don't even know where I'm going. So I don't want to fuck you up, too, to where we meet back at some point. You know, so I just keep moving. I don't know. But you want to know what's so funny? It's crazy because recently somebody that I know actually, her mother was in Manhattan, and somebody decided to, I guess, stop her to ask her, do she know where a specific place in Manhattan was? And she's a social type of person as well, and she figured, you know, well, I believe I know what you're talking about, but I don't know exactly, so I am going to try to help you. And she ended up taking the time out, but then she ended up getting, like, mugged and, like, Seriously, critically, you know, beating.
Hey, Wanda.
And
okay,
it was her daughter basically was questioned her mother, like, damn, like, you know, what made you even stop for this person? Did the person look like they were a tourist? Did the person look like, you know, they didn't know where they were going?
They did?
You know, after all, but you know, definitely nowadays, you know, just every day, just always be careful of what you're, you know, of who you're stopping for. Because not all the time do people that want to hurt you or have intent to do anything to you look bad. You know, definitely make sure you teach your kids to not talk to strangers, keep it moving, and be safe. So definitely want to send my prayers out to my homegirl, whose mother is, she's still in the hospital. She's, she'll be all right, but, I believe she will probably think twice before she even asks, even decides to even answer to anybody walking the streets of anywhere again. But, shout out to her. And before we get into the topic of the night, Black, I definitely do, I don't know, do you want to start off with one of our followers' music, or do you want to start off with a regular song? And then,
no, you are the captain of this ship. You know, I just make sure that there's no incoming enemies and I shoot the cannons off and shit. You tell us where this ship is headed.
All right. So with that being said, I guess we want to just get into a regular, you know, ordinary, everyday.
I got you.
Jump off. All right.
I got you.
Fuck around, care. My new lady says she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Plus I got another over there. She been wanting to be with me. Got her in her underwear. Gave her what she want, now she need me. I got more of that coming of her soon. Lingerie all up in my room. I'ma make this toast to that one girl I love. I can smell her perfume. No pouring up the. No pouring up the. Numbing up. Since you've been away, love is getting in my head. In my head. In my head. In my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. Fuck around, care. My new lady says she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Told me that she loved me, yeah. I just give them the scenery. They will never compare to the one who still got it. I call her up, but she won't answer. And she knows what I'm looking for. And she knows what I'm looking for. For me, yeah. No, for another. No, for another. No, for me, I'm some, cause I'm not enough. Since you've been away, love is feeling in my head. In my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. 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 On love, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her love.
Happy a Rolling Stone, missus. Still trying to deal with you. Loving too much, Ilya Blue, and I ain't played Sigma. I'm a real nigga. Giving feelings just ain't me. The more attention you give them, the more options they seek. Talking cheap. Knew I should have kept the receipt. She say she loyal, but all bitches gon' talk in the streets. So I play it, all it is game. As I hit another paper plane, I'm in my head.
Away, love is sitting in my head. In my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm in my head. Fuck around, care.
Maybach music.
Hey. I like that song, M.I.A. Don't you like it?
It's hard.
That's what's up. Shout out to Brandon Clyde, who says that was nice for Brooklyn Black to submit to me. Respect. It's okay for a woman to take lead and be in charge of something. Yes, I know.
I'm saying, I'll be trying to tell you that. You know, you gotta, you know, take control of the shit. It's your shit, son.
Change that shit off.
I'll be trying to tell you.
Real good.
Right,
but you know how they be having a full wolfish.
Okay.
That's okay. The end of the All right. All right, so you want to get into the topic, one of the topics for tonight?
Sure, let's get into it.
All right. Topic of the night. Should a person in a relationship cease contact with a friend that consistently lets their feelings for you be known every now and again after they're told about the relationship? And should a person in a relationship allow what others think? The topics of the night are, question number one, should a person in a relationship cease contact with a friend that consistently lets their feelings for them be known after knowing about the relationship?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that one.
So you would be okay with your girlfriend, her male friends that basically flirt with her, make passes at her all the time, you know, saying, knowing that they know about you and her, but because they were her friends before you, you know, they have, you know, they may find her attractive, they may have feelings for her, and they, you know, they make that be known, knowing that she's in a relationship with you. So you're okay with that?
Well, see, that's just disrespectful. You know, like, it's one thing if, you know, y'all been friends and whatever. Cool. And y'all had that relationship before she got with somebody. Cool. But she's with me now. I make those passes. Because if her friends make the passes like that, I would think that, you know, that they doing something on the side. Making me want to press homeboy and really push the issue, therefore driving a wedge in the relationship. So I would, before any of that jumps off, I would expect my girl to say something to her friends, be like, hey, look, that was cool. I have a man, but I got a man now. And, you know,
What if she did make that be known? And they say, you know, okay, you know, I know. But they still hit you up. And even if they hit you up and they're just being like, hey, what's up, how you doing, how's your day, you know what I'm saying? And then somehow after you even probably engage, like, hey, what's going on, nothing much, I'm chilling, everything's cool, working, nothing much, you, they're like, oh my gosh, well, you know what, I thought about you the other day, and damn, you know. What if it's kind of like that, you know what I mean? What if she's doing her part?
Then if that's still going, then one, she needs to stop talking to homeboy, because if she's still going to be talking to him and he's still doing that, she asks him to stop, that means in the back of her mind she's entertaining and shit. So if she's still having contact with him, then it's still going to be a problem. But if she ceases contact and he's still going out of his way, then, you know, me as her man, I'm going to have to step in and, you know, handle the situation accordingly. I've been looking for a reason to use that word all day, accordingly.
You know, I mean, I feel like, I feel like it happens a lot in relationships today. You know, a nigga will say that, oh, I'm happy for you, I'm happy for you, I'm happy for you, and, oh, you know, cool. But deep down inside, like, isn't all the way happy. Because somewhat of him, a part of him wants to fucking be in a nigga's position.
And that concerns me because what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you were going to do it, then you should have did it, and not when someone else scooped it up. Now you want to play your woulda, shoulda, coulda, and fucking want to try to step up now. That's someone already stepped up and took the spot. That's just tacky.
Okay, so do you think that in a relationship, that a female shouldn't be, she shouldn't basically keep in contact with any of her male friends that kind of feel a certain type of way towards her?
Like, see, it could be that, but if they being disrespectful about it, because granted, there's even been, you know, it's been time shit. I don't know. You know, I might have female friends. And yeah, I like that question, but then she got to work it. You know, you gotta be respectful. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pull back and really just be her friend. You know what I'm saying? You can't still be trying to pursue when she has a man. And even on top of that, if she fucking cheats on the nigga to fuck with you, you don't want her to know you, because if she's into that nigga, who's to say she ain't going to do it to you? So if you're trying to really make sense of this girl, even though she's your friend and shit, you got to treat it with the respect and treat it accordingly. There I go again, I feel special. Treat it accordingly, you know what I'm saying, as if she was actually your lady, you know, or what the characteristics you want in your lady. And you would have to treat that, you know, the same way. So if you don't want your girl to be sneaking behind some next nigga back or be flirting with some next nigga while she's with you, then don't do it to her. You can't be that next nigga expecting that type of shit.
Definitely understandable. Definitely. Ladies need to definitely lay the rules down. Let these niggas know that there's no more. Maybe can I, you know what I'm saying? There's no more of that, especially if you're happily involved in the nigga that you are currently dating. You know, sometimes cutting off that person that you were friends with for a long time, because you know some people they kind of believe in the, like, you know, like, you know, these people were there before you, and most likely they'll be there after you. So I'm not going to kind of cut them off just because of you. I'm just going to kind of, like, yeah, just hold it down as
but
far
see,
as...
It won't even be just because of me, because if that's the case, then that nigga was doing it with the boyfriend before me. He'll do that shit with the boyfriend after me. So it pretty much goes into how you going to take that shit, and is that really respect? So even if you do try to get that nigga, is that type of nigga you want? Because that's some real disrespectful shit. And God knows how many other female friends he got and he doing that shit to because they got boyfriends. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so it works both ways. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was great. Want to go into another commercial break, and then when we come back, we will play from wants me to play that. So when we come back from our commercial break, we'll definitely get into. So yeah, definitely, we'll be definitely right back.
All right, we'll be back for those who may miss, because I know Nikki Boss is coming in, chopped in. We got some more joints. We're going to get into a commercial. You know, we got, of course, all this music. We got El Paperboy, Seven State Fly Ivy. We got the Da Vinci. We got, who else? Paperboy. We got a whole bunch of artists to show love to. Big shout out to the homie Baltimore Sun. Of course, I see you. 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back.
They say what goes around comes around. And I know I made mistakes and you forgave me how. I don't understand, you know I'm trying the best I can. I guess there's consequences when you're dealing with sin. And even sacrifice your friends over me. All them nights in the club turn to nights for me. It's like the same old story at your diary. Memories never fade, but only in time we'll see. Hope to see you with me, cause
I'm happy for you. I know you are the one.
remember the times after fighting. You said you love me, I liked it. Became obsessed with the section. You screaming, who's this? Did we naked? I'm pulling your hair, told you take it. A couple of shots, now we faded. Don't even know how we made it. We home. Got that look in your eyes, like hope you mine. Said you hope the feeling's real. Really tired of all the lies. 1 minute we fine, then we not. Everything I do, you can't. But that's no reason for making mistakes. This time, put it all on the plate. I told you be loyal, spoil you. Never disown you. You get lonely when I'm touring. Just hold it down, be supportive. I be back in the morning. That new purse you want it. What's good if you can't flaunt it? Flaunt it, show it. Ain't the same, better than the rest. And what's real love? You ain't got respect. And there's no way I could pay you back. But my plan is to make you understand. Make you understand that.
Them songs you wanted to play, they was real, you know, real sappy, you know.
You just don't get it, that's all.
Nah, I give you 11 shit, son.
All right, other side, Brandon Clyde. Shout out to at Bonnie Morrison.
Wow.
All right, so getting into the second question. Oh my gosh. All right. Should you, like, when you're in a relationship, should you allow what others, like, what others think? Like, pretty much in a sense, like, as far as, like, you know, like, okay, say if you think that the girl that you're dating, right, is the one for you, you think that she said, my friends, like, are like, no, like, nigga, she's really not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, she's really not, like, that's not you, me, like, you know what I'm saying? They're giving you, maybe they can give you hard, substantial facts as to why they don't want you to be with this girl, but, you know, you don't want to just break up with her because of that. So, like, would you let what your friends are telling you, like, would you let that affect your decision as to you still being in a relationship with the person that they're telling you not to be in a relationship with?
Nah, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, fucking, it's who I want to be. As my friend, you can support or not. You know what I'm saying? You know, rock with me, yo. If I make up my girl, yo, that's my girl. I'm not asking you to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? But she's my chick. And if we going through bad times, yo, support me. Be that ear, like, yo, if I need to talk to you about shit, be that. Then you can hit me all the I told you so's you want to in the fucking world. But as far as that whole shit goes, yo, that's my chick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your approval, your decision really isn't valid. Like, hey, I respect your opinion, but it's not going to weigh on my decision.
Okay. Would you let, like, now, another situation, as far as your family, would you let another, like, race-wise, you know, would you let your family tell you that, you know, no, because they are one race, or they believe in one belief, or whatever the case may be, would you let that determine you being with somebody of another race?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? See, we black, white, I don't give a shit. Like, yo, she makes me happy now, and I dig being well, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? If that's my purpose, that's my purpose, that's what I like. You know, if I like, you know, fucking black girls, but I'm only in relationships with white girls, hey, that's what I like. Or if I like just fucking white girls and dating Spanish girls and whatever, that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to impose how I date on you or none of that shit. That's just my personal preference. And that's the key word, personal preference. It's just what I like.
It was so funny. The other day, you know, my cousin, she started dating, you know, a Muslim. And my family didn't have anything to say about it or anything like that. You know, they saw kind of how you feel. Whoever you love, if he's making you happy, whatever he is, so be it. And it was just funny because all of a sudden now, you know, she stops eating pork. She's telling her, like, oh, I don't eat pork anymore. I don't, you know, so-and-so, she doesn't eat pork, so I don't eat pork anymore. You're like, oh, okay. All of a sudden now, she wants to change her religion because his family feels as though, you know, if they're going to be seriously committed and they're going to be deep involved in a relationship and, you know, they're going to, you know, plan a long life together, have kids, marriage, you know, she should basically, you know, convert into their faith or study their faith or learn it.
It's like this. If you, you know, and that's what all is. If a black dude, he ends up dating this girl who's Jewish or, you know what I'm saying, or she's Muslim, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely, you have to go into that individual's actual level of faith in that religion. You know what I'm saying? Because I've come across people of all faiths, and yeah, that's what they practice. You know, they go to temple, mosque, Sabbath, whatever you call it. You know, they go and they participate in cultural holidays and things of that nature, but once they're off church time, how to say, you know, they're just a regular fucking person. They have a live and let live thing, whatever. So you really have to really see what their level of commitment is to that religion. Because there's some people, yo, like, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you can do whatever, because I'm not going to impose my shit on you. Like, I'm not really that much of a religious person. Yeah, I've been to church, and yeah, I've done it. You know, I still go here and there. You know, if I got who's overly religious, you know what I'm saying? Like, something like that really shouldn't interfere, but then at the same time, that's how most people are brought up. Oh, if she doesn't pray to your God, if she doesn't, yeah, then you can't be with her. Or whatever. But like I said, on the flip side, you got people who really don't care. So at the end of the day, it's the individual and their level of commitment.
You know, like, I mean, for instance, you know, like, my boyfriend, he's Dominican, you know, 100% Dominican. And sometimes, you know, like, I don't, my Spanish is not,
Maybe you better get Rosetta Stone and stop bullshitting.
I know, I'm
you
trying
better watch, to. Watch some Telemundo, like, nigga, all you
know,
gotta do is pick up another language.
You know what
nigga,
you
speak
like,
German.
A little bit of German, but the only thing is, like, the thing is, I really have to learn Spanish because, you know, I plan on, you know, I say boyfriend, but it's way more than that, you know, and I have to learn it because I plan on visiting, you know, the Dominican Republic, and I don't want to be there and not know anything. Is that
like
enough?
Said, yeah, you better get on that Rosetta Stone.
To be able to family functions now, because you know how it is. Like, you know how everybody is. Like, you know, when you get around people, your family, your lost time friends, Spanish, they just start talking Spanish. Like,
yeah, you better start watching Telemundo.
Yeah. I have to learn, and it's going to be quite a journey, but, it's something that I'm willing to do only because, you know, it's only right. It's interact because they speak English as well, but, you know, I just want to also be able to, you know.
You better download an app that translates shit. They got those.
I'm gonna need to search for one of those. But if you come across one, please send me that information.
Oh. Yo, Google Translate, my nigga. You download that Google Translate. That shit got almost every language you could think of. Download Google Translate on your phone. Nah, fam, at least you could download, like, when you over there, like, yo, did she just say Konyo? And you put in Konyo, and then you hear Translate, and it'll tell you exactly what the fuck Konyo is. You know what I'm saying? And it'll tell you how to say it and everything. Like, shit, when I post shit on Twitter in different languages, you think I actually know how to say that shit? No, I type it in, hit translate, copy, and paste that motherfucker.
I'm going to definitely download that because I'm going to need it. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to need it. All right, well, before we get into some more topics, let's get into I'm wondering if I'm saying it right, but... The Da Vinci.
Da Vinci Wa.
Da Vinci Wa.
Da Vinci Wa, New Jersey State of Mind.
New Jersey State of Mind, yes.
Somebody want to tweet this nigga and tell him he about to get his track spun? You know, 347-857-4302. And let him know, because if it's whack, I'm punching it.
I'm also no right now. What's the name of the track?
New Jersey State of Mind.
All right, hashtag. All right, so I'm setting out the tweet now. So whenever you're ready, we can
Let's
get into it.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Huh.
Why?
More.
New Jersey.
Why more?
Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Get bread, nigga.
New Jersey, New Jersey.
Yeah. I say, I'm from where the teen kids think they rollicking bold. Ready to clock gats and sell crack to pins they don't know. Jersey niggas, bunch of grimy niggas, thirsty off hoes. Hating niggas, see you stunting, ready to take your soul. Patterson, where I reside and was raised at. Project CCP, where you hit ghosts and see stray cats. Dirty hallways, where niggas dice to get paid at. Country niggas, big t-shirts to see wave cats. I'm going way back, every city, every town, every block. Them North niggas run on you and clean every pot. Irvington niggas do you dirty with every Glock. And E.O. is Crips and Bloods up at every stop. Up in J.C., Jersey City, believe. You go upstairs, sleep and have your ass hanging off a tree. So be easy, cause this is only half. This North Jersey, don't forget the South is coming with wrath. We all dirty, to the point you know you smell our ass. Y'all all worthy, sticking robbing clap, getting gas. So remind niggas out to go and get they last. So come correct, cause in Jersey it might be your last stop. Nigga, 17, knowing too much. A cool nigga, flashy, standing out the cool much.
Money dreaming, right? Wishing on a cool much. In a few years, Billy Coop with the cool bunch. So real live, Jersey niggas real live. We take what we want, cause at the end we survive. I take what I want, cause at the end it's still mine. Well, I'm almost at your service, niggas, say it two times.
New Jersey, 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 New Jersey,
holding down with a Jersey state of mind. Jersey style, Jersey swag, nigga, Jersey mind. Coming killing shit with my Jersey state of rhyme. You might as well flee because it's been Jersey time. Animal on these tracks that I scratch up. They say these rhymes ain't mine, bitch. Check the iPhone stash up. Get any bitch from the parkway down and back up. So, bitch, I've been balling, nigga. Check the fucking stats up. Jersey. With this mindset, it's mine, yes. Give you any flow, it's the time set. I'm the bomb, yes. So if you didn't know I'm about to blow, you can hear the bomb tick. So nigga, you better go before I blow. Yeah, my bomb quick, easy. Serving niggas on a platter. Did this song dirty, Nas might wanna come after. Don't matter who you is, when, where, after. I'm the truth, nigga, I'm a natural disaster. All them all dreaming, coupe leaning, coming faster. Just a team, nigga, rhymes aging like a master. 50 niggas been hard, we come through and snatch ya. Bitch in the ditch, cause she wasn't giving that up. We the villains for real. Try to be the hero, niggas lay you down with the steel. We money hungry, when we smell it, yeah, you know we gon' kill. I'm that nice, label hear this, man, you know it's a deal. At that price, your head gone, buried up in the field. My stack's right, price on your head, know it's for real. You stay right, if you pay me double up what I feel. I'm spittin' for real, we the money getters, niggas. Something hard, no funny business. Get bread, nation, nigga, you rewind that. Jersey state of mind, nigga, we define that. Get brand nation, nigga, yeah, rewind that. Jersey state of mind, nigga, I define that. Ha!
Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, so we're back. Vince, you are New Jersey state of mind. Wow.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was definitely cool. I can't really give. Well, I could give props on the beat, you know, for the hip hop heads that know that's the beat from Nas's New York State of Mind off his debut album, you know. So definitely he gets kudos on taking it back, and you know, the lyrics were dope. I would like to know who else was on that track.
Shout out to at Tyreek Noble. He says shout out to at Sapphire_Chin. So I'm guessing that's the other person that's connected with the song. So I definitely do like the song. I really, really do. Definitely, you know, real shit. Shout out to at Da Vinci La. Like, that was definitely dope. But if you have to rate the song, what would you give it?
That's an 8.
I was just going to give it an 8. An 8 as well. 8. I would give it an 8.5. I just wasn't feeling it. For it to be the first song of the night, I definitely was feeling it. The production, he was definitely lyrically content. And I was definitely feeling it. That's what's up. So, yes, definitely. Now you see how, if that's the first song, anybody else that comes up, the rest of you guys, definitely that is your competition for the night. So, you know, going first has its advantages, doesn't it, Black?
Yeah, it definitely does.
You can either go up first, be great, set the way, go up first and make a complete ass and give the person that's probably going on second or third a chance to shut it down. That's crazy. Well, go ahead.
You know, it's all, you know, it all depends, you know, because they always, no matter what order they go in, because we definitely always mix up the order. But it all depends on what you sent in. If you sent in a track that you're like, I'm going to send it anyway, then you're going to shut shit down, and your shit's whack, and it gets punched a minute, 30 seconds in, and then the song after that is hotter, that's somebody's fault but your own. Even artists, you got to get real with yourself. If you don't think your shit is going to fly, then don't send it. If you think it is, then send it with all confidence, with no hesitations or nothing. So therefore, even if it does get punched, you can at least, if you want, call in and be like, well, I worked hard on it and X, Y, Z. Because, you know, our opinion is our opinion. But
definitely true.
It's just that sometimes a lot of people agree with our opinions than most.
And exactly, like, and submitting anything anywhere, it should always be your best quality, you know, actual, like, finished product, meaning mastered, mixed down, you know, it should be legit. It should sound like you really put your heart and your soul and all your fucking time and energy into that shit. You know, it really, really, really should. And according to, I believe they say, look out for the video coming soon, dropping really soon. You're welcome at Da Vinci Wa. They're saying thanks for playing the track on the air. They're about to drop the video in a few minutes, so congratulations to you. Shout out to you. And good luck with everything. I would definitely like to know who are some of the at Da Vinci Wa's musical influences. I would definitely
we gotta get that dude on the show, and we gotta find that out.
Definitely. I guess while we just played him, I'm curious to hear who the next person's music, because I want to compare real quick. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, is this one on me? I get to pick this one now?
Yes, you get to pick this one. Pick.
All right. I'm going to put this up on against someone else who submitted Paperboy. This joint is called Higher. I believe his Twitter is paperboy_MKU or something like that.
Okay.
You know, so
wait. I'm trying to find the person now. Hold on. You said who? I'm sorry again. I'm trying to scroll. No, because I'm multitasking right now. I apologize, everyone.
Shout out to the multitasking.
I'm sorry. You said LPaperboy_MKU?
Yeah.
Okay. And the title of the song is?
Higher.
All right.
Yeah. Listen up. It'll be corrupt if I thought about giving up. Yeah, I had doubts, didn't think I was big enough. But I'm standing 6'4", my niggas are 6 and up. What's up? I'm hungry, you could tell by my rib cage. I write it down and rip the page, and then I rip the stage. Damn right a nigga quick to blaze. We born to die, so I smoke like I was born to fly. Yeah, they love when they with me, but when they not, they hate me. That's the type of shit that's been happening lately. Yeah, They said he was ratchet and all of a sudden they said that he nice, now that his name is buzzing. I said I'ma make it, they said that he wasn't, I said that I will. They said that he bugging, they said he be farting because of his cousin. But my cousin dead, my cousin gone. Now they on his dick like he's hoed by the dozen. But I'ma keep rolling, I'ma keep scrolling. Caught in my head like some type of concussion. Caught in my bread like there was no discussion. These niggas dispatching you all, that's disgusting. Take me, take me, take me, take me, take me. Take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, yeah. I'm like, no. I told y'all that it's my time and I'm taking over the whole game. Flow pure, cocaine, blowing purple clouds, so plain. I took it down like you've no aim. She had no bra, she gave us no name. But she said she wanna take down the whole thing. Starting with me, so trained. It's in my past, it cursed me to be around all of these snakes. It cursed me to be around all of these hoes. Gotta go down though for something I say, for something I did that was back in the day. Real shit, this beat is hard and I killed it. Only fucking real niggas to build with. You schooling everybody else like a field trip. Take me, take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Listen up, listen up. It'd be corrupt if I thought about giving up. Yeah, I had doubts, didn't think I was big enough. But I'm standing 6'4", my niggas are 6 and up. What's up? They thought that I was dumb, but I'm just getting started. And I can fuck out of the shell, she about to get retarded. Yeah. The flow's blazing like the month of August. I seen the game and started running towards it. Cause my team, nothing but heartbreak. How much blood does your heart take? Cause I cut it out and I dropped it on the floor and I watched it break. Cause your heart fake. I'm a new boy, new breed. I got 6 gears and you a 2 speed. And the only question they ask is who's he? L paper, blue sleeves. With love to a man with no heart. With money to a person that's lonely. With life, if you don't believe in God, I consider you a mate, but you ain't the one and only. Yeah. I've been a drought this year, and I'ma show you what I'm all about this year. No homo, but a nigga coming out this year, and I'ma solo like a paper route this year.
Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me, take me, I'm lighting up. Take me, take me.
I'm like, no. DJ Khaled, 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 hit boy,
hit boy.
I'm so serious.
One, two, them boys coming for you. Three, four, better lock your door. Five, six. Hide your boo.
Hey yo, Yeezy, pop your shit.
They say that shit not be ill, that shit not feel, that shit not be trill, not be drill, not be real. Niggas selling packs, niggas flipping pills. They got heroin and man, not for real. Every year gon' be out here, every year gon' be my year. These niggas really is out here, these niggas really is out here. The block is at war, post-traumatic stress. Ran up out of pills, robbed at CVS. Getting bust over in guys we trust. We believe in God, but do God believe in us? If we believe in us, will we ever get to know him? Hell, he ain't got his thousand. We forget that we the chosen. I've been popping for too long. Still repping where I came from. I guess it's how I came up.
My money on another level. In the streets I hear I'm hotter than the fucking devil. I wonder how I got 100 in my bezel. G5, make it rain, I could change the weather. We fly them flame, where your cheddar? Aim at your brain, AKB the letters. It's fall in alphabetical order. Frank Lucas, Verde Cap, run more than a quarter. I'm at the fight, ringside, right next to promoters. All my niggas still hustle, consider them roguish. I remember catching buses, you bought me a Lotus. All your codes get decoded, know the news, you quoted. My corner was scorching, somehow my flow was the coldest. Money, power, respect, the only thing truly important. Family first, talent, we gotta stay focused. God forgives and I don't.
I wish you won. I wish you won. I wish you won. I wish you won. I guess the time came up. I wish you would try to play us. I wish you would. I wish you would. You see, you got a couple cases to look good. You see, these still try to play. I know you feel this. Hey, yo, that'll be the day you wanna kill in this. But you gon' chill in this. Just for your kids. Cause now kids doing grown man business. You just got home. You tryna live. Man, I don't wanna do another 5 years. The boss is testing your ass. The fans are questioning your ass. They be drug testing your ass. And then they pray you don't pass. And then you look in the sky. You got some questions to ask. With no response, make you wanna grab a tech in the mask. Cause they've been popping shit for too long. Still reppin' where I came from. I guess the tide came up. I wish you would try to play us. I wish you would. I wish you would. I wish you would. I wish you would. Hey, I guess the tide came up. I wish you would try to play us. Play us. Play us.
Rosé.
Yes, we're back. So, Black, what did you think about, who was it again? Al, who?
That was, you know, to find out the playlist, I just go back to
hey,
see
hey, everybody, I'm just, you know, doing so much multitasking and Al, Capeboy, underscore MKU, higher. What did you think about that?
I actually liked what he was actually saying. You know what I'm saying? The hook, the girl, the vocals, and the beat, but what he was saying overall, message I was rocking with that, and that gets maybe that'll get a 7.5 from me.
You give it a 7.5?
I'll give it a 7.5.
I give it a 7. I wasn't all of that really. It wasn't like the first song. So I give it a 7. And speaking of the first song, at Da Vinci Wild says that his influences, because I did want to know, his influences are Hov, Nas, Tribe Called Quest, Biggie, Gangstar, Staley, or Meek Mill.
Well,
what do you think about his influences, Black?
I'm glad he didn't channel none of that Meek Mill shit on that last track. You know what I'm saying? Because Meek Mill is, I'm talking, because all he really does is yell, yo. Like, I can't take too much of a Meek Mill track. Like, there's all he's doing is yelling on the damn track. Like, he's trying to be louder than the beat.
So do you feel that way about all his tracks?
All the ones that I've heard, you know, like, I haven't sat down and listened to a Meek Mill album, mixtape, none of that, but the songs I've heard, all he's doing is yelling.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm like, yeah, Meek, but every now and then, like, he wakes me up in the morning. I need that. That's definitely cool. All right, moving on. All right, so I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Questions basically what people would, I guess, ask that when they're trying to get to know someone. So I'm going to practice them on you. And maybe I can help those who are in need to ask some of these questions to the person that they are interested in. So it's going to start off general, and then you already know how I do.
Yeah, how about we get some fellas to call in and ask some questions they want to ask to get to know somebody to Miss Nikki Barbs? 347-857-4302.
Why? Nobody, since there's nothing to get to get to know me, you should basically already kind of get the feel of me from the radio and from my tweets. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you can kind of pretty much, nobody needs to ask me any questions. All right, so these are general. All right. If you can have dinner with any three people from any time, fictional or non-fictional, who would they be and why?
Black Dynamite, Bruce Wayne, and Steve Jobs.
Okay, so you said Bruce Lee and Steve Jobs. You would have dinner with them?
No. I said Bruce Wayne, Black Dynamite, and Steve Jobs.
Really? And why?
Because between Bruce Wayne and Steve Jobs, one of them niggas is paying for it. So I'm ordering shit, I'm ordering most expensive lobster, steak, 40-year-old wine, and I don't even fucking drink wine, but I will that fucking day. And, Black Dynamite, because, he's just a cool, kick-ass, badass nigga.
Funny. All right. That's what's up. Okay. If your life was turned into a movie, what actor would you play?
If my life was turned into a movie, who would play me?
No. If your life was turned into a movie, what actor would play you?
What actor would play me?
Yes. Think about one of your favorite movies.
Damon Wayans, but he has to be in Homie the Clown character.
So if your life was turned into a movie, you would pick Damon Wayans to play you?
Yeah, but he has to be in Homie the Clown character.
No, you know who
would
play you?
Why? Because you think he is that hilarious?
Nah, seriously, Cole from Martin would play me if my life was turned into a movie. And I would just say between Damon Wayans and those two, because, I'm silly, I like to have fun and make jokes out of, That's why one of those dudes would probably play me in a movie.
Okay. What's one of your favorite childhood memories?
One of my He-Man, yo. Getting up to watch He-Man and Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that you picked that before going on any family outing?
All right. Yeah, word up. let's see, an outing. Matter of fact, my mom had took me and my sister to Rock Playland back. I was maybe 4 or 5, something like that.
When the Dragon Coaster was scary?
Yeah. Rock Playland, that was the shit.
Yeah, Rockland, that was
shit.
And mommy was a
pretty
glitch.
It was. You want to know what's so funny? Rockland was a shit, but it took me so many years. I think I was an adult when I got on the Dragon Coaster because I was so afraid. It took me.
Man, listen, I didn't ride attraction at Rod Playland until I was about 13 years old. Because when I went there as a kid, I was like 4 or 5. My mom's had one of the bullshit kitty leashes that you hook onto their wrists. And she ain't let me go on nothing. I couldn't get in the bumper cars. I couldn't get on the dragon coaster. I couldn't do nothing. The ride we got on was some bullshit thing that spun around for about 30 seconds. And while we spinning around, sitting on the thing, mind you, we're sitting strapped in. My mom still is holding the knee of her name, so I don't go flying out that shit. So,
oh my gosh.
My first ride at amusement park, I'm being squeezed it up by my mother while I'm strapped to a chair, spinning in a circle for like a minute and a half.
Oh my gosh. That is too funny. Wow. But shout out to my client. It definitely was a shit to me. Like, I remember my first time on, what's that purple shit that you stick to the wall?
Yes. And you know, I forgot the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
I remember Thunderbolt, the shit that plays the hip hop music.
Uh huh. It go forwards and backwards.
Yeah. Shout out to Rap Playland. That's definitely what's up. All right. Now, if you were a waiter and a customer was being rude, would you spit in their food?
Nah.
Not even if they was like straight.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
It's my food because, you know what, because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, I got to go and somebody has to prepare my food, and I'll be an upset nigga if I know somebody's spitting my shit. You know, so if, you know, so if I'm working, someone's giving me a hard time, I wouldn't spit in their food, but I'll just make sure they got whatever they want, they get it and everything right now. And as soon as, and I'm saying get them out as soon as possible. But I wouldn't go spitting somebody's food.
All right. Okay. What was your first date like?
God. Why, yo, my I didn't even think I've ever had to relive that. It was probably the most awkward event in my childhood.
Really?
Yeah. It was cool. Like, the girl I went with, like, it was cool. You know, we had a, you know, good conversation. Like, I guess any 2 14-year-olds could have at the time. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't talking about politics and shit, but, you know, we definitely had a, you know, it was a good thing. It's just that we had chaperones. And these chaperones weren't your regular chaperones. These were church folk.
Oh, no.
You know, so if I got too close, hey. If she touched my hand, hey. You know, give a hug and then like, hey. Foot apart.
Damn,
you know,
a hug at the end of the night, though? Ain't nothing wrong with a hug at the end of the night. Well, I don't know, because you could definitely cop some feels getting a hug in, you know.
Nah, like, yo, going on a date with church folk is like, it's like going on a date in the court of law. Like, you just, like, everything done is held against you because afterwards, best believe, my pastor's called afterwards with a full report.
Mm-hmm.
I come to the crib here. Also,
depending on what kind of church you go to, though, because you can't even say that for all, you know.
We're talking old school Baptist nigga church. Okay, we talking the ladies wear white on Sundays and they get into a little jam session and old ladies start backflipping down the aisles and have a dance contest and shit, and there's like 50 offerings.
It's not funny during service.
Oh, that kind of church.
You say that. That's not nice. If they don't have a dance contest, they're catching the Holy Ghost. Shut up.
Okay, the Holy Ghost contest. Because one starts shaking and, oh Lord Jesus, then 30 seconds later, here come another one on the other side of the damn church. Oh, Lord Jesus. And she's just a little bit louder than the last one. Next you know, in the back, there's another one. Help me, Lord. Then she's doing front flips and somersaults down the fucking aisle and shit.
It's because the spirit is being set within the room.
Yeah, but, as soon as the music's over, they walk and they just chilling. Oh, yes, yes, brother, yes. After that, it's over like, what the?
Well,
one of those type of churches, those type of church folk.
Mm-mm-mm. Hopefully nobody that is about to start dating has to experience that. All right. What was the worst lie you ever told? And did you get caught?
No. Yeah, you always ask me this question. Yeah, if I divulge that, then it's not, you know, because the worst lie I ever told.
You're lying right now.
The worst lie I ever told is the best truth.
The worst lie you ever told was the best truth. No, I don't accept that. No, sorry.
What do you mean?
But
that's what it is.
Like, come on.
You want me to snitch myself on air? You don't know who listening. I might have a crazy ex or some shit. And then I say what the worst lie is. Like, oh, shit, that's what he told me. The next thing you know, I got bleach in my yard.
Can you tell the truth?
Look. No, sorry.
Whatever. She's such a punk. All right, well. Do you have sexual fantasies that no one else knows about?
I think that's all of them, because I don't just go about and be spitting my shit. Like, that's not tweets I just randomly pull up, you know. You know what I'm saying? Unless it may be like Twitter After Dark or something, 8 out of 10 with that shit, I'll just be bullshitting for a laugh. But, you know.
So, you consider yourself to be pretty normal. You figure that you fantasize about.
There's
the
no such thing as normal.
Well, whatever. You fantasize about the average, the regular shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, give me your definition of what's the difference between having sex and making love.
There is no difference.
Yes, there is a difference.
No, you can't. No, because, see, it's the physical act. What separates the two is the mental and emotional thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Eddie Murphy said, yeah, you like to fuck somebody you in love with. You know, but it's a physical act. You know, like, hey, would you rather your man go, hey, girl, make love to me? Would you rather him grab you by the back of your neck and say, hey, fuck the shit out of me right now?
I would, you know, I have my days, though, because I have my days where...
Cut it out.
No, because I have my days where I want that like that, and then I have my days where, you know...
Okay, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Anyway, I mean...
No, we're talking about a regular Thursday. We're talking about a regular Thursday.
Hello back Thursday.
He done came back. He done came in from doing whatever it is he does. Now, are you gonna be, oh, let's make love, or let's keep it real, let's keep it funky. It's the and it's just that heightened sense of pressure, because that's your man, that's who you're in love with. And that's where you get that, oh, that's making love. No, that's just having regular passionate hot butt naked sex, point blank period.
I wanna make like, no, that's where you're wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like shit like that. Like, to me, like you said again, it's a physical act. Cool. Right. Having sex is just like, you know, having sex, maybe you do a little bit dirty talking here and there. Maybe you don't do it at all. Maybe I'll just, you know, stick into the streams of the moans. Cool. But when you're making love, I mean, you're taking your time. You're more sensual. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you're doing the same shit, but it just feels so different. And you may not be saying the things that you say when you're just having sex. Maybe you know what I mean, tell her something really intimate at that time and point and moment. So, I mean, not all the time do I want him to grab by the back of my fucking neck, because sometimes my neck hurts. Like, so don't grab that right now. Don't do that. And you think I'm lying, but okay. If you could change the age at which you lost your virginity, would you? Would it be younger or older, and why?
No, I would leave it just as is.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Where? What's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Oh my goodness. How about what's up with that next song we're gonna play?
That was gonna be right after you answered that question, though.
Oh.
That wasn't okay. Really though.
All right. Craziest place.
Craziest place.
Bar bathroom.
Wait, where?
A bar bathroom.
Oh, cool. Mine was the McDonald's bathroom.
Yeah, that's close.
It's really not, though. It's really not. The mall bathroom is gross. The mall bathroom is gross.
No, I didn't say mall. I said the bar.
The bar bathroom is gross. Even worse. Even worse.
No, it's only gross if she takes off her shoes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, who are you playing next?
We're playing Daze, at Daze GSB on Twitter. This is his new joint, Blood on My Hands. We'll be right back.
Raised up in the 90s, Bronx, New York is the city where you can find me. Connected worldwide, GSB be the family. Time to bring it back to the essence, you understand me. Original wordplay, subliminal wall day. Back to house parties, throwing bash in the hallway. When it was all love, smoking blunt in the broad day. But still like a nigga out for talking the wrong way. So this is what I'm gonna do, make a million probably too. Make a couple moves and get my people on to something new. No, I'm not the judge, but I'm quick to give you the verdict. I'm not perfect, but I'm working on showing you what's my purpose. From me to West Coast approach, it's so focused. And now I got the industry locked, y'all all hopeless. So notice, you better pay attention, probably hopeless. Situations about to get atrocious, attacking like reloaded. You folding, I'm holding a tradition that is golden. I see the future, 2090 omen. I'm growing, a dynasty they never overthrowing. I'm not talking about the moment, cause I bury all opponents by the moaning. I'm on it, I see it how it is, and I call it. I saw it, I took it, then I pulled it. I lost it, you think I'm crazy building all these coffins? I'd rather chop you up and then just separate your portions. Consider this a lyrical extortion. Days.
GSD worldwide suckers. Yo, Mo, yo, Black, yo. I was born in the 90s,
let's go.
Raised in the 2-0, still slim, but my rhymes fat like glucose, still him, can't nobody change how I grew though, stepped out of the blaze with my heart cold Pluto, ready to motivate, some people ain't wanna move though, fuck em, cause Black music popping like Nouveau, pretty and from the city of Bronx, something you should know, in the freezing weather, I still don't keep the hood low, 1-7-4, my black car to set it off, when the rain come, we ain't wet at all, I'm too cool, I don't sweat at all, this black, remember that, was pimping like a feather hat, had so much women for my daughter, had to settle that. Down, so I'm coming up. Got these niggas ducking like my gun is up. I have your shadow running like the sun is up. Exercise daily, leg strong, I'm the runner up. Blood off my hands, got the feeling I just won a cup. I want more than a couple bucks. We bled blood and lost love. Move on in harmony. Shed tears like bone thugs. Step on you like old rugs. Niggas lied to me before. Real eyes see real lies, and I see you niggas like peeping holes. You think you got a movement? I'll freeze it like 3 Below. Y'all niggas ain't hear a flow like this in a while as I proceed to go. Take a toe, cause I need to smoke. I'm serious. We about to blow. No smell like I need a joke, cause this all a taking my fate back. Rest in peace, Trayvon, cause life rocky like ASAP. But in the mirror, I face that. You top suckers to taste that. The painting that's depicting your life, you can't erase that. Money, I'ma chase that. Pay me like a safe tax. I sold myself an 8-track, bought myself a Maybach. This my wheel of fortune, I can never just say Jack Black.
Go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. blame it on a pigment. We live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Cece lives. That's Tom Cruise. Whatever she accused, he wasn't really drunk. He just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Tebow swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raphael, or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I asked you, look at my life, I guess he's talking back, fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to.
And we are back.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to everybody on my timeline.
Yeah, you need another minute to get yourself together?
I'm great. Like, I was just about to tell you the next question. Well, that's right.
Wait, you didn't even tell me what you thought about the song.
We didn't. My bad. Damn. I didn't really like it too much.
I don't know. I was definitely digging that one.
You was?
Yeah.
I like the beat.
Yeah, I was definitely liking that one.
What did you like about
it?
I would give it a 6.5. I didn't like the beat.
Well, yo, I'm gonna have to 8.5 on that one because it was the feature he had on there. I believe that artist's name was Mo Black. The shit he was saying, that was some dope shit. And Daisy, you know, it's because he his style. Even though he can do a cover or he can do a remix with the best of them, even when he does those, his own style it pops through the song, and that's what I like about his music.
I'm curious to hear another track from that individual, but I don't know, I wasn't so crazy on the beat. And for me, sometimes, like, that's what, especially if I'm not really interested too much in what you're saying, if you lose me, sometimes the beat is what catches me, like, or it keeps it going. So, all right, you gave it an 8. You said an 8.5.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Back to the questions. Have you ever with someone when you didn't really want to?
Wait, have I what?
Have you ever had sex with someone when you really didn't want to?
All the time, and if a man hasn't, he's lying, because that's called taking one for the team.
That's taking one for the team?
That's taking one for the team, because, like, your boy, he might have this chick who's all with it, as long as her friend's getting taken care of. So, you know, your boy, you know, you got to take care of your friend. So your boy can succeed in his mission, so you got to take one for the team.
But does it necessarily have to be in that scenario, though? Because, like, tend to be, like, you know, maybe the nigga has,
it could be a date. It could be just a regular date, and you know, it could be a double date, and somebody has to keep, you know, the her ugly friend busy.
Mm-hmm.
that still falls into taking one for the team. I'll take one for the team.
Wow. Damn. I don't know, like, I don't, as a female, I've never really can say I've taken one for the team per se. Maybe a scenario for a female would be, you know, maybe the nigga, like, she was feeling the nigga, you know what I'm saying, and everything is going great until they got in the bedroom, you know, and maybe whether his penis was smaller than what she expected, but, like, it's already kind of too late, you're already butt-ass naked, this nigga's already all up on you, start already making moves, and it's like, oh, man, like, I really don't want to have sex right now with this nigga, but, you know. Or it could be, per se, the same scenario, but his penis may not be all that small, but he may be really whack in bed, and you just kind of want to stop the intercourse, but you keep going, but you really don't want to continue fucking this thing up.
Well, nah, I would, you know what? it has to happen to me, so I don't even know how I would respond to that.
I'm just saying, you know.
Like I said, I have nothing to say about that.
Because right.
I wouldn't know.
You said you, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, because you were talking about, for as you went as far as the male perspective, you know what I mean, as far as taking off for the team, if this nigga can't do this and handle this, and then you really did
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and I know, and I know women, they do the take off for the team. It's like, oh, come on, girl, his friend ain't that bad, you know, he's not that funny, his friend funny, you know. I know girls do that shit too, but hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, and like I said, if you haven't taken one for the team, you're not a real friend.
Okay. All right. Well, before we definitely run out of time, I know we have one more person that's definitely on the lineup, and I definitely do want to get him out the way.
So it's 35 Ivy, of course.
Yes.
Of course. All right, 7 State 5. This is called talking to a bad bitch. So I guess he's giving how he does it or what works for him.
Let's see.
Let's see. We'll be right back.
Hey, drip. No pressure on these streets. The man on destruction commands. Cheap. Posted in the alley, smoking on Bagley. They think it's wide open. Well, that's they believe. The coast ain't clear unless your eyes out here. Nothing but some boy weed pies out here. It's that hood shit talking to a real bitch. It's that hood shit talking to a bad bitch. Now hush. Now hush. Now hush. Now hush. My luggage is packed with cocaine, white and green nuggets. Nigga, I'm a boss, the whole streets and clean love it. They love you, they hate you. To me, you mean nothing. Don't you flip flop? That mean I flip flop. I kick it on the block, so I guess I kick rocks. Bitch, back and forth like my watch tick tock. Got my mind right the way a tongue and lip lock. Take a vacation, rocking black socks. Gon' dread me up, boo, rocking fat locks. I shake the game and box. The game is never told. We niggas tryna find it. My game is never sold. And I swear I never fold. You niggas say you game, but I swear you never cold. Niggas like me get money, riding on the road. Pussy weed and alcohol, coming off the road. It's that hood shit talking to a real bitch. It's that hood shit talking to a bad bitch. Now hush. Now hush. Now hush. Now hush. Now hush. I'm ready in the game, though. I ain't never been a lame.
or not. I walk with a limp, captain on the ship. Take a look at the birds all dropping off the top. They say everybody trying to be a gangster. It's the reason why, nigga, I'm the reason. Thanks. Never seen so much hate on people's face. The reason why I burn the city up and catch a case. Up in dark rooms, rocks on paper plates. Every day my birthday, my nigga catching dates. Get it on the first date. Sometime I wait. When I think about it, nigga, y'all cakes. It's that hood shit talking to a real bitch. It's that hood shit talking to a bad bitch.
And we're back. Yes. Seventh Day Fly Ivy. Shout out to you. Definitely said that he's taken one for the team before. That's Cray. And y'all in the men words, I guess.
No, like I said, like, you know, it happens.
All right. Well, what do you think about his track?
I definitely like that. I think the beat could have been a little bit more, a little more lively, but it was dope.
I think it was cool too. Yeah, I think the beat could have been a little bit. I mean, you know, maybe a little bit more faster. To me, a little bit. But if I had to give it an overall grade, I would definitely give it an 8. I would give it an 8. Black, what would you rate that?
7.5.
All right, cool. So shout out to 7th Day Fly Ivy. My next couple of questions before we get out of here is, what would you do if you won $10,000?
Pay bills.
Okay. That's it.
Well, you know, once that's done, then, you know, I'll start doing more stuff that's, you know, invested in me. But as of that would be the first thing, yes. Pay the bills. Because, shit, $10,000 will go quick. Dang, shit, nowadays.
It seems sure ain't. And that would be the responsible thing to do. That would be. I will pay bills, too. If you could stay lives with someone, who would it be?
Nobody.
Really?
Nobody.
What would you rather give up, music or television, for a month?
Television.
Why would you pay television over music?
Because without music, I think it'd go crazy if I can't just randomly throw on my earbuds and listen to some.
Okay.
You know, or like if I'm traveling somewhere, I can't throw on my headphones and listen to music. You know, and that would indubitably suck.
So you could just listen to music, and I guess, I would be able to give up the TV, too. I hardly watch TV as it is anyway, so. What's the strangest thing you ever eaten?
Strangest thing I've ever eaten? Good question. Like, the strangest thing, because I'm pretty normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably say calamari, you know? Well, I love a calamari, though.
The strangest thing I've ever eaten was would be escargot, which is snail. That was strange. It was pretty strange. I don't remember how it tastes. I ate it really fast, but I definitely ate escargot. Would you give a random person on the street CPR if they were dying?
CPR, yes. Mouth to mouth, no. Unless I had one of those things you could pull out and cover your whole shit up.
What would you rate your first sexual experience? Was it good, bad, or average?
Like, as far as what I did or the whole thing?
The whole experience.
Overall, I would say average. You know, it was, you know, my first time, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, even though I wanted to think I did. But looking back, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. You know, and she was a trooper. You know, she stuck it out.
That's good. That's great. It's always great when you can stick it out. If you were forced to have only one DVD set of a season, of one TV show for the rest of your life, what would it be?
What kind of question is that? I like so much. Like, there's so many shows that I've come up with.
Which one, though?
I can only choose one. The Wire.
What?
The Wire.
The Wire?
Yes.
Is that the show, that, like, in Philly, based in Philly or something like that?
Based in Baltimore?
I meant to say Baltimore. Do you watch the show, what is it called, The Walking Dead?
Hell yeah. But see, with The Walking Dead, those are made from books. So if I can't watch TV, I can damn sure read the book and imagine shit in my head.
That's what it is. But you already know. It is about that time.
Just about.
What's going on in the sports world, though, Black?
The Knicks are busting ass against the Chicago Bulls right before we get into the playoffs. Brooklyn Nets, we already know we're going to be there. So, right now, New York sports, we're doing good, man, except for baseball, but we'll catch up. That season just started, so.
That's what's up. Shout out to the Knicks. Definitely doing their thing. And basically, this weekend, I know of two things that are going on. I know one of my followers is definitely having, she's having like a, she makes jewelry, and she's having one of her coming out release to her jewelry line party. It's going to be in Harlem. I don't know if you're familiar with the, what is that? It's the theater. It's like one of the, it's the theater located on 125th and 5th.
I believe that would be the Apollo Theater?
No.
The one on 125th?
Yes.
You talking a movie theater or what?
No, it's a small theater. I forget the name of it, but I have the information. That's the name of it, a theater. I know it says something theater. I'm pretty sure it's not a big theater, but it's a venue. It's one of her releases, her first, and she definitely asked me to mention it, so I am. Shout out to @OnTheRise. Shout out to her. Go follow. And On The Rise is spelled On The Rise. And the other event is a children's charity function that's going on in Queens, New York, at a church called, what is it? I'm sorry. Apostolic Temple. They didn't list an address, so maybe by me saying the name, you can Google it and the address appears. But my follower at Ray_244 definitely asked me to mention it for people to come out and support. If you want, you can bring clothes, toys, anything for the kids. It's a charity event. They're trying to raise as much stuff for kids to donate to, I believe, as many hospitals as they can in the Queens area. So if you do live in Queens, you should definitely support and stop by and drop off something. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you and what you have going on, especially if it's benefiting you and yours. And it's, you know, and it's positive. Do you. And always, it's been real. Hit me up on Twitter at How's Your Head Game. And good night.
And, of course, you know, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your claim. Alive, alive. Don't drink and drive. Shout out to everyone who tuned in tonight, all the artists who submitted stuff. Of course, I'll be in the building tomorrow night, pregame radio from 10 to 12 during the damn thing. So definitely, you know, if you show Nicky Balls up, come through, show me love while I do the damn thing. Hit me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, Instagram, Brooklyn_Black, on Facebook and all that. I like the fan page, you know. And just hit me up and thanks for rocking for the past 3 years, and here's to 3 more.
Initiating shutdown sequence.